is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Having a child with autism is one of the biggest challenges a parent has to face. At Autism Parenting Magazine, we know there are moments of sadness, anger, and exhaustion. Many times, you feel alone and need support from the autism community. That's why we created the award-winning Autism Parenting Magazine. Every month, we feature the latest coping strategies, therapies, and expert advice for autism parents to inspire and bring hope. Join over 37,000 readers today and get a free issue of Autism Parenting Magazine by going to autismparentingmagazine.com.
Welcome back to autismradio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at autismdonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. I'd like to welcome back to the program my co-host, Lynn Glukoff.
Hi, Paul. How are you today?
Good, Lynn. It's great to have you back with us again on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. We had a really cool topic this week in the social media realm. We shouted out there that we wanted to discuss autistic services that are available in different parts of the country or different parts of the world. And it seems to us that there's just such a huge disparity in services that are available, depending on what area of the United States you live in. And we discussed here in New Jersey, we have a ton of variety in services that are available to us. We have so many special needs schools specific just to the autism spectrum disorder. It would be good to discuss areas that need more attention and more services. So we asked our listeners to contact us at our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777 or email us at questions@autismradio.org. And we also put it on our Facebook page on Autism Radio. And we had a ton of responses to this question from all over the world and the country. It was pretty amazing, the feedback we got. So I know, Lynn, you had a ton of feedback. I know I'll let you start it off.
Okay, yeah. We had, a very, very interesting experience hearing from different people. So, okay, the first person was in the UK, and she said her little girl is mainstream school, so they don't have schools available in the UK. Florida, which is what I have heard also, most kids attend a school in their district able to handle the disability the child has. There are some autistic schools within the state. I've heard Florida, New Jersey, and New York, just off the top of my head, have better services in general. Just those are the three states I know have them. So that's why I was curious as to what the other states have. Okay. The next person said, I'm in North Carolina, and they don't have it in my area. They have separate classes for the severely mentally handicapped, but everyone else is in the mainstream. My kid's pediatrician was just telling me how great New York is, and she can't believe the lack of resources in North Carolina. I will add that my son does get pulled out of class once or twice a week and put in a small group setting with an aide for an hour or so, which is helpful. Next person was in Everett, Washington. And yes, we do have classes for special needs, but then when I asked her if they have schools, she said she wasn't sure, so I don't think they have schools there. Next person was Massachusetts. They integrate the classes. They do have their own classroom, though. Every child, whether they are severe or not, have a para or other certified person who goes with them to the regular classroom settings. She says she loves that. Not that I know of in my area are there any schools, but Massachusetts does have residential facilities. So that was interesting. Next person said the public schools have special needs classes for the ASPEs and the autism classes for the classics here in Oklahoma. We also have a few schools specially for people with autism, but the waiting list is huge. When I checked into the, I think she said she had to wait like a year or two. The average was 2 years, some even longer, the waiting list. Imagine that, having to get waiting listed for your
kids. Yeah, no, that's a really long time.
It's horrible. I think that actually the person, I think, homeschools her son now. I'm in Bryan, Ohio, and I know we have a separate school for autism, but I'm not sure if there's a waiting list or not. My son's in preschool that's integrated, but he has his own aid and his all therapies that he needs. So that's what she wrote. Another person from Florida said they do have them in the state, but they cost a fortune. That's interesting. And none are in my area. Other than that, there is one public school in my area for severely disabled kids. We do have self-contained class ASD classrooms with a ratio of one adult to every three kids. Or if you want, your kid can handle it, and they'll mix it in with the mainstream kids with a co-teacher. Next person put Louisville and Lexington, Kentucky, but that's too far from here, from where I guess she lives. Southern Indiana, depends. In my town, no, but an hour away they do. I love the school my kids go to. They have been so accommodating, always help me with my issues. That's interesting. Rural Arkansas, for preschools they do. Elementary school age, the close ones are in the 45 minutes away and don't accept nonverbal, low-verbal children. The school district we're in has self-contained small classes, though, and many different special ed options. See, it seems like a lot of them have the special ed classes, but they don't have separate schools like we do in this.
Right, exactly. They integrate it into their public school systems,
right.
It seems like.
Yeah, so that's, you know, it's interesting because I always think about, like, what it would be like for our kids. I don't know. I mean, I don't think my son would survive in that type of environment, but I don't know.
You might be surprised.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you wonder, like, is it good for that they're completely separate or not? I don't know. New York City, metro area, suburban New Jersey. So this one was pretty much in this area. Within 30 minutes of my home, there are at least 15 schools that are specialized. Wow. Autism, therapeutic, partial day, special needs, cerebral palsy. My son attends a specialized school a block from my home. Well, I can't ask more convenient than that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was pretty good. I live in Maine. My son attended our public school until 2 years ago when it became very apparent that they didn't have the staff or the training to really help him. And he started having behaviors, you know, such as grabbing hair, clothing, throwing, swiping things off tables and desktops. He was then transferred to a private school that specializes in autism and developmental delays. He has made more progress in the last 2 years than the 6 years in the public school. That's kind of what happened to my son, actually. He was in a mainstream, and then he was pulled out to go to a separate school for autism. Okay, here we go. I'm in New Zealand. We don't have many special needs schools in our country, and those that we do have, our government is attempting to close them down to save money. My son has always been in mainstream education. That's horrible.
Wow.
Hello, I'm in Austria. Here, they're really very behind. They have mainstream school or the other school. The other school also has physically disabled children, and all children that they class are as non-typical. Yes, they have them in Colorado if you can afford them, $25,000 plus a year.
Wow.
That doesn't even seem like that should be legal.
No, that shouldn't be. I don't get that.
I don't know. Okay, the next one was from Tulsa, Oklahoma. So it's special needs kids and very expensive, though there are grants from a program if your child fails public school, but I've heard that some getting kicked out for behavior even still. Oklahoma's got some main issues there. Michigan is mainstream schools. Iowa, and my daughter is public school with an IEP that has a one-on-one aid with her all day. California has all together with special needs classes, so they don't have any as far as that person told me. I'm trying to see where this person came from. I'm missing where this. I think this is the same person, so I'll just skip that. This is it. She lives in a small town in Canada of maybe 2,000 people, if that. There are three schools here. My son is in a public school, 90 kids from K grade to 5. They seem to have the most support from my son, as SPD is a learning experience for all here. I think that's sensory processing disorder. My two boys are only diagnosed here with SPD. Florida has kids attend a school in their district able to handle the disability the child has. There are some autistic schools in the state, Maine here. I think we did most of these. Like Oregon, Iowa, no special schools. We just moved, and I think the last one said that we just moved from Washington to Washington from California and had our first meeting with the woman in charge of services for the county and found out they do not offer ABA here, and it's not even recommended. They do speech, OT, and PT, but no kind of behavioral therapy at all. After just 2 weeks of ABA, she was talking and playing with other kids. I'm just dumbfounded how they don't offer any sort of real-life therapy, and that's in California.
Wow.
And Buffalo, New York, she says no. No, nope, that was the last one. So we got a lot of feedback there.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a pretty broad spectrum from around the world and the country. It's pretty incredible.
It is. I mean, and outside the country is even worse, it seems like. You know, it's like they've got a long way to go.
It seems like certain parts of the world definitely have some major struggles here, for sure.
Yeah. Really sad. Really sad that you should have to fight for that. And that's I think that's why, you know, I had thought of that as a topic. I said, you know, people don't realize when they live in this area, they're complaining about the services that we have in this area. And I'm like, they don't realize how much there is to choose from for us.
Right.
When you other parts of the country, you don't have that advantage of having those type of services even available to you, and to have to pay out of pocket for your own money, and they're closing the schools up. That's pretty scary.
Yeah, no, it's true. It is true. We're kind of, you know, compared to a lot of the rest of the country and the world, we're very fortunate and in a way almost spoiled here with the services that are available.
Right. Right.
But then, you know, it's weird, Lynn, is that we have certain areas here in our area here in New Jersey that don't have schools available.
Right, that's true too. Yeah, I guess it depends where you live.
So it depends on where you live in New Jersey, I think.
Right, right. And saying like the person in Buffalo, that's New York, but that's Buffalo, New York, so that's a different area of New York and they don't have anything there. So I guess it depends where you live within the state too.
Right, right. No, exactly. So it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I mean, and even like us, like some of the schools that they had offered us to look at were pretty far from me to even consider, you know, because when your son is so little, like three, when he was really, really little, three, five, and totally nonverbal, and, you know, it's scary to send him on a bus for 2 hours or 3 hours, you know, 2 hour ride on a bus every day. It's just kind of, it's a big deal.
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, as we were talking about this last week, I mentioned it when I did the show, we were talking about how, you know, the kids are kind of acclimating back after the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's curious, like, you know, some of the parents, I got a lot of emails how, you know, some of their kids have still not adjusted back to going back to school, and they were doing great, and they actually regressed
mm-hmm.
over the last, like, couple
months. Oh,
really?
Months. Wow. Okay.
So I found that interesting, and I don't know about you, but how your son has been doing since after the break.
Well, I think a lot of it, I don't know, right now, I think a lot of people are sick with the weather here has been, I think even all over the country has been sort of crazy, like up and down, and a lot of people getting sick. So I don't know if that has anything to do with, I mean, I know with Michael, he's like the last 2 weeks he's been off also, but I think it's because of the weather has been so up and down. It's like not, you know, it's not a normal winter. It's not as cold as it normally is here,
right,
you know.
Right, sure.
We don't have that much snow, you know, knock on wood. Not that I want the snow, but whatever. I mean, I guess it's good to get the...
Oh, it washes away all the germs.
You know, the germs and everything and the cold,
yeah.
You know. So,
yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people are struggling with that. A lot of people, I've been, you know, hearing a lot of people getting the flu that don't normally get the flu, or people getting sick that aren't normally sick. So I don't know if it's the weather or the break or what, but, yeah, I mean, up and down. No, he hasn't really... I think just in general, sometimes I think it's like having too strict a schedule is not good for them either. And
true.
Then, cause they get kind of like, it's almost too much. And then when it's no schedule, then that's not good either. It sort of has to be like an in between, you know, like not too crazy, not too much going on. But then if you have nothing going, it's like one extreme or the other with him, with Michael, with his schedule. It's either very, very strict and he's got so much going on, or just completely nothing. So it's hard, you know, that's the tough transition there. I mean, and you really can't do anything about it. You know, there's no midway. there's nothing in between with him. So, you know.
That's true. That is true. I wanted to get this out there, Lynn, for everybody. You know, Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And we have these wonderful pendants that, you know, you've seen. And they have some really cool ones for Valentine's Day. That you can get customized and personalized. Jewelry, autism jewelry, and the great thing is that, you know, it benefits Autism Radio. We also have they have now on the website available to show your support for Down syndrome. They have a new charm available. Really cool stuff. And like I said, you can put your own child's name on it, give it as a gift to your wife, your girlfriend, whoever it might be, your daughter. You know, just really cool stuff. And I just want to let people know where they can get it, first of all.
Uh-huh.
You can go to coolcharm.com, and basically you put Autism Radio. If you go to autismradio.org, there's a banner right on our website, and you can click on it, and it's coolcharm.com/autismradio. But if you click on the banner, it takes you right to the website, and 20% goes to Autism Radio. So it's a great way to give back to the organization that's supporting so many families and around the United States and around the world that we've been supporting for the past almost 10 years now. Can't believe that.
Wow.
But it's been a great road and a great journey. A lot of ups, a lot of downs, but we keep plugging away, you know. So
right.
A lot of really great stuff. We also have right now we have a GoFundMe page for our martial arts program. We're looking to hope to raise some money for the year. We're going to be able to support 15 children for the year. It's $5,000, and we're looking to raise that money. The program's called Giving Hope, and it's the Matrix Martial Arts Program. And if you go to Autism Radio, you can click on the banner for Iron Temple Martial Arts, which is located at 1 Camry Drive in Hampton, New Jersey, in Sussex County. You click on that, it'll take you right to the GoFundMe page. In fact, if you look on the page, you go to the Iron Temple website, it'll say donate to autism. You click on that and it takes you to the Autism Radio and Iron Temple GoFundMe page. And this is going to support 15 kids for 1 year of martial arts instruction. So definitely help us out, you know, keep this going. You're supporting kids and families directly with this program, and we want to be able to grow the program even more and be able to get more equipment for the classes. I mean, we have a wonderful OT with Audrey Rutnick, who does such a wonderful job. She's a professional OT that works specifically with autistic children, and she's at every class. And we also have some other wonderful professionals that donate their time to come and help out. But, you know, we need the funds to buy uniforms and also for time to allow us to use the facility. So there are a lot of costs involved with the program, and also the instructors. Master Dave Fritz, who runs the school, he donates his time to this program as he's the main instructor. But we have other instructors there that we do have to pay and to come. And so we definitely need the funding. So definitely come, you know, go to our GoFundMe page and make a donation. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. You can also, like I said, go to autismradio.org and click on the Iron Temple. On the right-hand side, it says Iron Temple Mixed Martial Arts. You click on that logo, and it takes you to their website, and you just hit the Go Donate to Autism, and it takes you to GoFundMe page. So definitely check it out. Share it on Facebook. Share it on your Twitter account, and help support our Autism Radio Martial Arts program. So hopefully, Lynn, we get some people to support us.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we want to make the program grow, and we want to have stability. And, you know, this year we're almost funded, but we need $5,000 to finish the whole year so that we don't have to worry and struggle because we do have to pay rent there for obviously the lights and the electricity and all that. So and the uniforms, it cost about $5,000. So we need the money.
Yeah, no, definitely.
So definitely, you know.
So your money's going towards kids that need it, and that's really, I mean, you know.
Well, the great thing is if they donate, they can come and watch the class. I mean,
right.
The class runs every other Friday. It's an hour class, and they can come and watch and see where their money goes to.
Right.
And the kids, it's helping. When you go to the GoFundMe page, which is really cool, there's actually a short clip of one of the kids in our program. His name is Alex, and he actually did for the first time, he did a combo, number one. And if you click, there's a video on the GoFundMe page. You press play. You can watch the clip, and it's incredible. I mean, he throws a kick. He throws two punches. He ducks two moves. And I mean, he completed it perfectly. And, you know, it took him a long time to get that down pat. But the awesome part is when you watch that clip, you see the excitement and how excited he was to be able to pull off that combo. It just touches your heart. So definitely, you know, $1, $2, $5, whatever you can afford, get on there and donate, you know, because you're changing a child's life and a family's life. I mean, one of the coolest things is you see a dad come to the class with their child, and their child is able to do these combos and do kicks and have an activity that father and son can bond to, or maybe it's their daughter and mom. You know, it's just an activity that it's exercise, which is great. It provides a lot of focus. You see these kids calm down. A lot of times they suffer from a lot of ADHD. And it seems to really diminish a lot of these symptoms, martial arts. It just does really wonders. So, and we're just fortunate enough to have such great people like Master Dave Fritz, who run the Iron Temple Mixed Martial Arts every week. He's got the school itself has over 33 years of martial arts experience, and there's actually 7 generations of black belts in the school. So we're really fortunate to have such a high quality martial arts, but also trained in special needs, which is awesome. And it's a safe place for your kid. It's very safe there. You know, we have mats. It's all padded. It's just a great program, and we're really fortunate to have it. And we want to continue to grow it, so we need your help today. Also, don't forget, we have our MyID bracelets. A lot of people need medical bracelets, and we have these available on our website. You can click on the special link, and you get 20% off your order. I mean, how cool is that? If you're looking for an ID bracelet, why not help Autism Radio by purchasing it through us on our site? You also get 20% off the product. So you're saving money, and you're giving money back to the organization. So you can use the special promo code HOPE today, and you get 20% discount on your order. And don't forget about our snap laces. We're really proud of this. This is one of the greatest inventions in the autism community. We've had thousands and thousands of orders come through on our Hope laces. And this is the no-tie laces that are just helping so many kids gain independence. And I always say this, Lynn, is that you can go into the store now and buy any pair of sneakers or shoes off the rack, and now you're able to use this product. And it just does wonderful things. So definitely cool stuff. You can go to snaplaces.com/hope and enter HOPE20, and you receive the special pricing. So very cool stuff. And we also have the formula, which is really great. It's done wonders for me and my son, is the Rob Keller formula. You can go to robkellermd.com and enter HOPE, and you get 50% off your first order. So definitely cool if you're looking, you know, it's the flu and cold season. This is something that can help your immune system. It does a great job. A lot of people have had amazing results with it. So definitely check it out. And you can go on the Autism Radio website and click on the glutathione formula today and check it out. But it's a great product. I've been using it, and it's done wonders for me. So just want to get that out there. Also, Lynn, we're rounding out the month of January. We're almost headed into February now, which is pretty incredible. So, you know, pretty soon we'll be in spring. So we're looking forward to it.
Well, we got the Super Bowl tickets too.
That's right. That's right. We got the Super Bowl. So definitely check that out. We got a lot of good stuff going on in the community. So looking forward to it. Also, don't forget, put on your calendar September 23rd for our third annual casino night. So that'll, before you know it, that'll be here too, Lynn. It goes fast. Well, it goes fast.
I know. I'm trying to think about Valentine's. I'm like, oh my God, Valentine's.
I know.
Already?
2 weeks. Oh. 2 weeks away to Valentine's. Crazy. I know. So we want to wish everybody a great week, and we just thank you guys really from the bottom of our hearts for your continued support in answering and being involved in the questions of the week. So we want to thank you, our listeners, and all of our social media people. And also, don't forget to like us on Facebook. We have some great people that are doing our social media page every week, so definitely a great place to interact with them. They do such a phenomenal job, so we thank them as well. And we just, again, we wish everybody a great week, Lynn. And until next time, everybody, hope saves the day. Goodbye, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day. Show you what I see. What kind of life will I have? What's in store for me? Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. Then you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope. Let this song be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day.